Well, the fact that your dog growls and barks ferociously at your letter carrier is due to the way your dog's brain is actually hardwired. A dog's brain programs it to stake out and defend its territory. A typical canine territory contains a den-like area and its surroundings where the dog can hunt for food. In other words, your home and your yard. Any invasion of this territory sets off alarm bells in the dog's head. Gotta protect the home turf. Mm-hmm. Gotta keep the rest of the pack safe. In the case of the mail carrier, the scenario is played out daily. The mail carrier enters the yard and heads for the mailbox. The dog barks and growls. The carrier deposits the mail and leaves. Score. Dog one, mailman zero. That's how the dog sees it anyways. In his mind, he has successfully driven off the intruder. So, a couple things as far as being able to put a stop to this behavior. And I did this with my Bernese Mountain Dog, where she used to woof at the mailman and back off. And what I did, I had met the mailman and gave her a whole package of cookies for my dog. And before you know it, me too used to stand up and watch the letter carrier take out the mail out of the gray boxes they have at the end of the street mm-hmm. and slowly wag her tail back and forth, back and forth. And as she approached her, she would come up to her and she would get a treat. And before you know it, they were best of friends. But the only problem is that the mail carrier kept giving it to all the dogs in the neighborhood.
Wow.
And then the neighbors would come up to me and say, "What are you giving to the mailman? Our dogs don't eat our cookies anymore. They're eating her cookies."
Ah, yes. And you had the special cookies.
Right. And then she stopped the route. And then the next mail carrier was scared of my dog. But my dog, Me Too, would stand up there and wag her tail, waiting for the carrier to come and give her a cookie. But he didn't want to do that. So that's one of the ways of teaching your dog to like the mail carrier. So you may have to give him a bottle of wine at Christmas. Mm. Or whatever it takes, a certificate for a steak, in order to convince him that cookies are good. But I have a funny feeling they're not allowed to do this.